Asking what features of living things may be designed is the subject of chapters 9 and 10, and asking the same question in relation to the cosmos as a whole is the subject of chapter 11. According to Darwinists, specified complexity in living things should not be attributed to intelligence because it can be explained by a combination of mutation and selection. Richard Dawkins instructed his computer to begin with the random sequence WDLMNLT space DTJBKW space IRZREZLMQCO space P, and then to make random changes, mutations, in one letter or a space at a time, selecting only those that matched a target line from Hamlet. Methinks it is like a weasel. By randomly arranging letters and spaces, it would take, on average, more than a trillion, trillion, trillion attempts to produce this specific line. But Dawkins found that his evolutionary algorithm could produce it in only 43 steps. He concluded that the belief that Darwinian evolution is random is not merely false. It is the exact opposite of the truth. Chance is a minor ingredient in the Darwinian recipe, but the most important ingredient is cumulative selection, which is quintessentially non-random. Of course, Dawkins cheated by specifying the target in advance. He conceded as much, noting that at each step the phrase was compared to a distant ideal target, even though evolution has no long-term goal. There is no long-distance target. Nevertheless, Dawkins insisted that he could modify his computer model to take account of this point and still produce the desired outcome, though he didn't actually do so. "I don't know who," he wrote, "first pointed out that given enough time, a monkey bashing away at random on a typewriter could produce all the works of Shakespeare." For now, it's sufficient to note that Dawkins' evolutionary algorithm didn't produce specified complexity. It had it all along. His computer exercise wasn't evidence for undirected Darwinian evolution, but for intelligent design. Dembski was right. There is no free lunch. Dembski's explanatory filter is not the only possible way to formulate a design inference. Philosophers Timothy and Lydia McGrew, among others, agree that it is possible to infer design in nature, but they prefer an approach called an inference to the best explanation. According to philosopher Paul Thagard, inference to a scientific theory is not only a matter of the relation of the theory to the evidence, but must also take into account the relation of competing theories to the evidence. Inference is a matter of choosing among alternative theories, and we choose according to which one provides the best explanation. Dembski's dangerous idea. When New Testament scholar Robert Sloan became president of Baylor University in 1995, he saw intelligent design as one way to bridge the widening gap between the secular academy and Baylor's Christian roots.